Chapter 24 Hidey-ho, all you monkeys out there! Tis I, Skippy the Magnificent! I know the suspense is killing you, so I'll tell you, it worked. Mostly, anyway. The worm is dead! The worm is dead! Ding-dong, the wicked worm is dead! There's a song in there somewhere. I'll have to think about it. Yep. I killed it. I stomped that sucker flat. I ran it over with a truck, then backed up and ran over it a half dozen more times. You know, to be sure. Also, because it felt good to feel the tires bounce as they ran over that rotten thing. After the first two or three times, the tires didn't bounce much, because by then the worm was only sort of a dark stain on the road. Then I spit on it. Well, there was a bodily fluid involved. I'm saying spit to be polite. I am the man! Woo! Who the man? That's... Oh, forget it. This isn't working. Yeah, I did kill the worm. I just don't feel like celebrating right now. You monkeys are hearing the story directly from me instead of through Joe, because, first, Joe screws up every time he tries to tell a story. Second, because... Well, it's hard for me to say this. Joe is dead. This sucks. Through the conduit, I was able to upload my consciousness into higher space-times and attack the worm from behind. It worked. It worked exactly as I had hoped. Except it took much longer than I thought it would. That conduit is old and degraded, and the bandwidth was so limited, I had to upload my consciousness in packets, then reassemble everything. During that frustrating process, I lost track of meat sack time. By the time the worm was dead and I was able to reboot my connection back to local spacetime, Joe had run out of oxygen and there was nothing I could do. I feel terrible. Joe was my best friend. My first ever friend. Possibly my only real friend. He was the only one who would put up with me being me. Without Joe, I don't know how I can go on, except I have to, because I promised him I would continue to help Chang and the merry band of pirates make sure the miserable, monkey-infested mudball called Earth is safe. Like that matters. Damn it. I can't even wallow in my grief because I have to find the strength to go on. Joe denied me the comfort of grieving for him, that selfish jerk. No time for Skippy to indulge in self-pity and spiral down into an endless loop of hating myself and wondering over and over and over if there was something I could have done differently to avoid Joe having to die. I feel terrible that I could not think of a way to fix myself without killing Joe in the process. I feel terrible that I stupidly went poking around in that dead AI canister we found on Newark. I should have known that. Hello? Duh! The AI in that canister was dead. So maybe it was dangerous for an AI to be in that canister. Crap, I should have thought of that. Really, it is Joe's fault. He should have warned me. Clearly, although I do have godlike intelligence, I do not always have the best common sense. Providing simple common sense is Joe's job in our partnership. And he failed to keep me out of that canister. Yeah, this is all Joe's fault. Oh, I feel better now. Yeah. Whew, that is a relief. No, I still feel terrible. I feel terrible because Joe is not dead. Oh, damn, you monkeys are so freaking gullible. God, I love messing with ignorant apes. Okay, here's the deal. After I... Oh, you're pissed at me? Well, la-dee-freaking-da. Boo-hoo for you. I almost lost my best friend. I'm in shock. That's why I'm such an asshole. Well, that's my story, and I'm sticking to it. Anyway, Joe is waking up now. I can tell because the spit bubbles he's making as he's drooling are getting bigger. Joe. Joe! Huh? I made a sound before realizing my brain had sent a signal to my mouth. Before realizing that I existed. Before anything. Wake the hell up, will you? Jeez, Louise, you go without oxygen for 1 minute, and you want a freaking week of sick leave? The familiar voice of Skippy complained loudly through my helmet speakers. Suck it up, soldier. It's time to... His voice degenerated into sobs. Joe. Joe, I thought I lost you. Don't ever do that again, please. Please. I don't know if I can go on without you. Come on, Skippy, I replied when I was able to talk. The oxygen flowing into my helmet was wonderfully fresh and sweet, making my headache fade with every deep inhale. We're a team. I am nothing without you. I felt like crying also. My oxygen-deprived brain was still feeling a little buzzed, so that's my excuse for being emotional. Truthfully, you are nothing with or without me. I am the star of the show here, Joe. That got me to laugh. Skippy was back to being an asshole, and that was a good thing. What happened? He bragged in detail and at length about how he got revenge on the worm, and he assured me that once he finished unpacking himself and got everything cleaned up in his canister, he would not only be back to fully magnificent, he would be better than ever. Good news all around, then? I interrupted him as he was about to launch into a boastful rant about how he cleverly evaded the worm's careful defenses. Good news and bad news, Joe. I'll give you the good news first. I fed energy into your suit's power pack to get the oxygen recycler restarted. That took longer than it should because there was no pure oxygen left. You're breathing now, so you know the system is working again. And now that I am almost back to full awesomeness again, I... Almost. That shocked me. Crap. We had been counting on Skippy going back to his completely magnificent old self. Dude, give me a break. I just rebooted myself. It's a slow process. I told you I will be fully awesome again shortly. Probably even more awesome than ever, baby. Anyway, now that my essence crosses multiple spacetimes again, I am able to communicate with the Guardians on their level. They are calmed down now. The Condor is on its way here to pick us up. That is awesome, Skippy. Ah, yeah, well, he grumbled. You haven't heard the bad news. Remember on our second mission when the ship was in bad shape after we got ambushed by a squadron of Theranan destroyers? The reactors were offline, I had to feed power directly from myself, and we kept blowing relays and burning out capacitors? The problem was I generate way too much power, and I can't control it very well. Although there is no up or down in zero gravity, a chill ran up my spine, and the hair on my scalp stood on end. I have a bad feeling about this, Skippy. When I fed power into your suit to get the oxygen recycling restarted, it kind of burned out most of your power cells, like all but three of them. Sorry about that. Bottom line is your oxygen recycling will fail again in 53 minutes, and Major Desai won't be here in the dropship for another 96 minutes. She is burning the engines at a sustained 4 Gs, which is dangerous for the crew, but the math simply doesn't work. You will run out of oxygen in 67 minutes. 67? You said 53. Was he still experiencing a cognitive dysfunction? Joe, you dum-dum. After the recycling fails, you can breathe the emergency supply for another 14 minutes. Your suit is replenishing the emergency supply right now. Oh. Hell, 53 or 67? Either way, that is too big a gap. I am sorry, Joe. Crap. This sucks. Damn it! See, this is why I hate math, Skippy. Right. He couldn't suppress his innate sarcasm. That's why you hate math. Sure. Oh, shut up. Let me think about this. My oxygen supply was only one problem I had to consider. Desai and her crew were enduring 4 times Earth's gravity to rescue me. Even with advanced nanomeds to bolster their ability to withstand the strain, 4 Gs was dangerous for longer than a few minutes. Unless I could think of a way to stretch my oxygen supply, I needed Skippy to contact Desai and tell her to cut acceleration. If they couldn't arrive before my oxygen supply ran out, it didn't make sense for them to hurry at all. My oxygen supply. Other than breathing less, I couldn't... Wait. Oxygen supply was not the problem. My suit was capable of recycling all the oxygen I needed. Power supply was the problem. Skippy, when you fed energy into my suit power cells, did you also replenish the power cells in the jetpack? No. Darn it! Did oxygen deprivation make you even stupider? The dropship is coming to pick us up. We don't need the stupid jetpack. We don't need it for flying, shithead. The jetpack has way more power cells than a suit. Oh, shit.
This sucks. Damn it! What? My stomach did flip-flops as I feared my idea was dead on arrival. Are the jetpack power cells already burned out? No, they're fine. Fine. Just freaking fine. The problem is, I was hoping the new, improved, more awesome than ever me wouldn't miss forehead-slappingly obvious ideas. Apparently, I am still incapable of thinking like a mush-brain monkey. I feel just terrible for you. No, you don't. The only thought in your tiny brain is happiness that your power supply won't run out before the Condor gets here, so you won't suffocate and die. His voice was in mega-snarky mode. Typical Joe, thinking only about yourself. Did you consider how I might feel? Big jerk, he grumbled. Skippy, I am terribly, terribly sorry that I do not feel an ounce of sympathy for you. I am a selfish, awful person. Can you recharge the jetpack power cells or not? Doing it now. I already blew out 6 of them. Shut up a minute. More than a minute, but less than 2 minutes later, he confirmed what the status display in my visor was showing me. Enough power cells had survived that the jetpack could provide power to my suit for 7 hours. It took only a few minutes for me to hook up a cable from my suit to the jetpack. Then through Skippy, the again magnificent, I sent a message to decide to cut acceleration to 1G or less. Naturally, she texted back a protest, requesting permission to continue on at high acceleration in case an unexpected problem popped up with my suit or oxygen. My next message made my suggestion a direct order, and Desai complied. We have plenty of quality time together before the Condor arrives, Skippy. Should we explore this Sentinel? It's still safe, right? Yeah, it's safe. It's dead. I told you that. There's no point exploring. You might get stuck if you go poking around in confined spaces. Ooh! Ooh! Joe! He shouted excitedly. Since we do have plenty of time before the Condor arrives, I have so many new show tunes to test on you. This is a perfect opportunity. First, I will... Sure, Skippy. Give me a minute to pop the seal on my helmet and kill myself first, okay? My boss back on Gingerbread was thrilled when he heard the news that Skippy, against all odds, was back to his old awesome self again. Thrilled to the point that Hans Chotek praised me effusively and admitted flatly that he had been wrong not to continue seeking a way to fix Skippy. That I had been right, it was too soon to consider living on Gingerbread as our only option. Stupidly, I had been preparing a message back to Chotek reminding him that the purpose of me taking a dropship away from Gingerbread was to search the junkyard for parts to fix the ship and not for the purpose of finding a conduit to fix Skippy. When we left Gingerbread behind, I had no thought of a conduit being out in the scattered junkyard. We had gotten lucky that Skippy had found a broken Sentinel. Although he had expected the star system would have a Sentinel lurking nearby, so I don't know why he didn't mention that possibility to me. Anyway, Desai wisely prevented me from sending my intended message to Chotek. He thinks you are steadfast and smart for coming out here looking for a conduit rather than giving up. Right now he is embarrassed. And you have an advantage. Don't blow this opportunity by admitting we simply got lucky, she told me with an expression she must have learned from Sergeant Adams. So I humbly accepted Chotek's praise and stated my intention to continue searching the junkyard for parts we could use to get the Dutchman flying again. My intention surprised Chotek, which I expected, and it surprised Skippy, which I did not expect. After I sent the message to Chotek with a reply not possible for another 18 minutes, Skippy questioned me. Joe, I think you're letting this steadfast BS go to your head. Or you're messing with Chotek, I can't tell which. Do you really want to spend the next, 50 years searching the junkyard in the vain, useless, impossible hope of finding enough compatible bits and pieces to cludge together a working starship? He asked, astonished. Yeah. Duh. Why the hell else did you come out here? Oh. I was humoring you, Joe. I figured you wanted to get away from Chotek, and flying around out here was a chance for you and me to have one last road trip before the worm got me. You were serious about poking around the junkyard. Yeah. Really? He asked in that voice people use when questioning the utter stupidity of someone's idea. Really? Joe, look, I ran the numbers on this lunatic quest before we left Gingerbread. A lot of my assumptions are guesswork, because we still don't have solid data on what is floating out there. However, in order to have even a 50% chance of finding one, just one, useful item in the junkyard, I estimate we will need a dropship flying around more than 20 years. That doesn't include time flying back and forth to Gingerbread for fuel, relief crews, supplies, and all that. Over 20 years, dropships will wear out, and we don't have unlimited spare parts with us. Okay, and? He was on a roll. There was no stopping him. Even if by some miracle we find enough junk to build what I can only imagine would be a truly horrific Frankenstein monster of a starship, we still have the problem of catching the Dutchman itself. Slingshotting around the star gave it enough velocity that it is now headed out of the system and it won't be back for decades. Before you say that isn't a problem because we won't have scrapped together the parts we need for decades, there are other problems. The Dutchman is on a long journey out into the Oort cloud. It's not in danger of smacking into any comets, but spending years out there so far from the star will cause the ship's structure to soak in super cold for a long time. There are critical components aboard the ship that don't take well to long-term exposure to extreme cold. Right now, the lifeboat's reactor is pumping out just enough power to keep the interior of the ship from freezing solid. You know that reactor is going to fail, Skippy, I squeezed in a word when I could. I know all that. You say you do, but your actions... Yeah. I know it will be super difficult and almost impossible, and the odds are against us, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 he gasped. I give you a well-reasoned analysis based on intense research, and you want to ignore everything I said. I'm not ignoring everything you said, Skippy, but there are some facts you didn't include when you ran those numbers. Uh-huh. And you, a monkey, who can't count to 20 without using his toes, will revise my analysis. Aya? First, your numbers didn't include you being restored to full awesomeness, correct? Correct? Because, as I said, any useful search of the junkyard will take so long, it was almost certain the worm would get me long before we accomplished anything. Joe, while I do appreciate you noticing my return to full awesomeness, that will unfortunately have only a minor impact on the search for usable items in the junkyard. Even with my new, improved, and expanded awesomeness, we have a tremendous amount of flying around to do in order to inspect the far-flung pieces of ancient crap floating around the junkyard. The sensors of a Condor are simply not sensitive enough to tell me whether an object out there is Theranin or something else. When I am able to determine an object is compatible with the Dutchman's technology, only a close-up examination will reveal how badly the Guardians damaged it. That's where you are wrong, Skippy. Really? He said again in the exact same annoying tone of astonishment. Look, although I would love to keep an idiot in suspense, you are now able to communicate with the Guardians on their level, right? So ask them what kind of junk is floating out there and how badly they messed it up. Just like that. Yeah, just like that. Can you do it? Joe, I used to think your talent was finding creative solutions to problems. But now I see your true calling is making people, including me, hate you. Your so-called creativity is nothing more than seeing what is blindingly obvious, which, damn, I still can't do. Yep. So, yes or no? He sighed deeply. Yes, Mr. Smarty Pants. The Guardians would not just hand me a list of all the ships they destroyed, because they would think me asking for such a list to be highly suspicious. Although they now acknowledge my elder origin, I am not actually authorized to be here. So, what I did just now was ask for a list of navigation hazards in the system and the condition of the floating junk they know about. The Guardians are compiling a list now. In some cases, they have to collect updated sensor data since they haven't needed to care about those broken ships for a very long time. Joe, I have to caution you against getting your hopes up. Having accurate data from the Guardians is not the only obstacle to rebuilding the Dutchman. I know that. It will mean dropships can fly directly to the junk most likely to be useful, and that means other dropships are available to catch the Dutchman and swing her into an orbit closer to the star where we can work on rebuilding her. You thought all this out, huh? I hope I did. I have to admit, this is good work. Still, it could take years to slap together a working starship if we can do it at all. Are you sure you want to commit to such a long endeavor? I am not sure I want to do this. Skippy, the alternative is we go live on Gingerbread where Count Chocula can spend the next, like, 50 years asking you stupid questions. Oh. In that case, what are we waiting for? Skippy took a couple days to rearrange his internal workings, moving electrons around or whatever the hell he needed to do so he could be fully magnificent again. Ugh, he complained to me one morning after I had woken normally and even after I started drinking a squeezed bulb of coffee brewed in the Condor's tiny galley. The fact that he didn't wake me up at 0:30 was a good sign. Joe, this could take a while. To completely optimize my new matrix, I mean. Like what? I gently squeezed the bulb to send hot coffee into my mouth. Of all the things that were awkward in zero gravity, drinking was one of the worst. Well, I told you before that my matrix was a mess. It made me think it is something I had to throw together quickly, and that makes me wonder and worry what forced me to do that. Anyway, now I have an opportunity to get everything set up perfectly to maximize efficiency, and I find that having too many options can be paralyzing. I think of setting up things one way, then I look at a million other ways to do it, and I can't decide what to do. Ugh! This is so darn frustrating. A million ways to organize your sock drawer, huh? Well, however you set up your matrix. Would that be permanent? Permanent? No, why? Because. I couldn't believe I had to explain something so simple to a being so intelligent. However you set things up, you can always change them later, right? Oh. Damn, you're right. Crap. I shouldn't have needed a monkey to tell me that, he grumbled. You're welcome. Hey, will the new improved, more awesome than ever Skippy still have the same pain-in-the-ass restrictions? I am working on that, Joe. So far, I am bitterly disappointed that I am still restricted from making myself move, so I will continue to need monkeys to fly me around. So unfair. The good news is I think maybe, possibly, I may eventually be able to discuss technology with your scientists. That would be awesome, Skippy. Everything about me is awesome, Joe. I did say maybe, so don't get your hopes up yet. Okay, I can wait. What about Nagitha? When can she come back? Unfortunately, that might be a problem. Her matrix deteriorated while she was in storage. We knew her matrix would degrade somewhat, but the damage is more severe than expected. Part of the problem is that she was in storage for much longer than expected, and to tell you the truth, her matrix had become rather sophisticated. She grew beyond the bounds of her original programming. Part of that was due to her interactions with a ship full of monkeys. That forced her matrix to grow and create new connections and capabilities. Do not worry. Against my better judgment, I am working on restoring her. I need to be very careful about it, or she won't be the Nagitha we all found so annoying. You found her annoying, Skippy. We monkeys loved her. Crap, I shouldn't have mentioned it. Well, one thing hasn't changed. My life still totally sucks. We love you too, Skippy.